A murder case and an alleged bogus nurse were among BC's top crime issues for 2023, while new stranger attacks dropped from the news as old cases made their way through the courts. The highest-profile homicide case before BC's courts this year was that of Ibrahim Ali, 33, now convicted in the death of a 13-year-old in a slaying in Burnaby's Central Park. A jury found Ali guilty Dec. 8 of first-degree murder in the death of the girl, whose partially naked body was found just after 1 a.m. on July 19, 2017, less than 2 hours after her family reported her missing. The girl cannot be identified because of a publication ban. Neither can her brother, who spoke with reporters after the verdict. "We hope that she can find some modicum of peace now, knowing that we caught the monster that did this and found him guilty for his heinous crimes." The jury accepted the Crown's theory that Ali attacked the girl on a trail in the park, dragged her into the forest and strangled her to death while sexually assaulting her. Central to the Crown's case was that Ali's semen was found inside the girl. The defense, however, suggested she and Ali had had sex sometime earlier outside the park and someone else had killed her and dumped her body where it was found. The brother had harsh words for the defense team, saying the family would be making formal complaints. Alleged bogus nurse. The case of Bridget Denise Clairaut made its way through the court system as she continued to change lawyers, leaving fears the case could be dismissed for not being speedy enough. She is currently before the courts facing criminal charges of assault and fraud in connection with incidents at BC Women's Hospital, BCWH. As of the end of November, dozens of lawsuits alleging poor nurse hiring practices and alleged abuses by one woman have been filed against BC's Provincial Health Services Authority and the BC College of Nurses and Midwives. 28 notices of civil claim were filed in BC Supreme Court on November 21 in connection with fraud and assaults alleged to have been perpetrated at BCWH. On Vancouver Island, Clairaut has been charged with fraud over $5,000, impersonation, use of forged documents and assault in connection with a VIEW Royal Medical Clinic, RCMP confirmed. The alleged offense took place in 2020. Meanwhile, a court information sworn in Surrey April 27 alleges Clairaut defrauded a man of money in excess of $5,000 between August 24, 2019 and February 29, 2020. That information further alleges that, between April 5, 2019 and March 4, 2020, Clairaut fraudulently impersonated a woman with intent to gain advantage for herself. Machete attacks. The case of one man charged with attacking people with a machete in Vancouver was resolved while others proceed through the courts. Ibrahim Abdullah Bakit, who pleaded not guilty in a Vancouver machete attack where one person lost two fingers, was found not criminally responsible due to a mental disorder. He appeared before Vancouver Provincial Court Judge Jennifer Olton on charges of attempted murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of assault with a weapon encompassing events involving several firefighters and 1 each of arson and possession of incendiary materials. Forensic psychiatrist Johan Brink told the judge Bakit has schizophrenia and did not have the capacity to know what he was doing was morally wrong. One judge in 2022 said ongoing stranger assaults had left people terrified. Clergy sexual assault allegations. BC's Supreme Court certified a class action lawsuit against 2 Catholic schools and the Vancouver Archbishop for alleged abuse by Christian Brothers transferred from Newfoundland and Labrador's notorious Mount Cashel Orphanage. Meanwhile, other similar notices of civil claim continue to be filed with the court, including one about the Christian Brothers. It was more than 30 years ago that Canadians were horrified to hear tales of physical and sexual abuse of boys by the Christian Brothers Order operating Mount Cashel. The class action suit, filed in March 2022, said the Christian Brothers transferred 6 abusive members from Mount Cashel to Vancouver College and St. Thomas More Collegiate in Burnaby between 1976 and 1983. The suit was initially filed in February 2021 with representative plaintiff Darren Liptrot. He said in the claim he attended Vancouver College from 1980 to 1985, for grades 8 to 12, and that brother Edward English sexually abused him. Police questioned English in New Brunswick in December. Most of the cases involved allegations from men alleging abuse when they were boys. Not all were male, though. A Haida Gwaii woman in July filed a lawsuit against the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Vancouver alleging a priest groomed and sexually abused her while she sought help in Vancouver. In 1973, that suit said, the woman was 17 and semi-homeless, depressed, suicidal and abusing alcohol and drugs. The suit alleges she went into Vancouver's Holy Rosary Cathedral in 1973 seeking help where she met her alleged abuser. Kelowna hammer attack. A Kelowna man who had his murder conviction overturned by BC's highest court pleaded guilty to manslaughter in relation to a deadly 2014 hammer attack. In March, the BC Court of Appeal overturned the 2019 conviction of Stephen Perko, 30, ruling that trial judge's final instructions to the jury about Perko's defense were so confusing as to amount to error in law. Perko had been serving a sentence of life in prison with no chance of parole until mid-2028 for the killing of Chris Ausman, 32. He struck Ausman in the head with a hammer at least two times while Ausman was engaged in a fight with Perko's friend Elric Dyke. In July, Perko pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and guilty to the lesser-included offense of manslaughter. Drug, Superlab, closed down. RCMP said in January they'd shut down a Metro Vancouver drug, Superlab, producing fentanyl, MDMA, ecstasy, and cannabis extracts and charged three men. The investigation dated to August 2021 and has resulted in the seizure of approximately 16 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, 4 kilograms of pure fentanyl, more than 317 kilograms of marijuana bud and about $20,000 in cash. As well, a cache of precursor chemicals for fentanyl production was found. In assessing the seized bulk chemicals, Health Canada concluded it could have produced an additional 50 kilograms of pure fentanyl. Kevin Gonzalez, Jemroy Ibarra and Duck Fung have been charged with multiple drug-related offenses. Northern homicides. Prince George saw a bump in its homicide rate from 5 in 2022 to 8 in 2023. Two suspicious deaths that became homicide investigations happened in July. A woman was killed in a home invasion in the city's Alpine Village area July 18, the day after a body was found in a room at the North Star Inn and Suites. Zane Wood, 23, has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the home invasion death. The city's peak homicide rate was in 2010 with 9 cases. With files from Cornelia Naylor, the Prince George citizen and Castanet.